Thank you so much, Alex. That was great. And it was the real preaching of the gospel that we all live by and the gospel that we've all embraced. Thank you for that. Let's just take a moment to reflect. Let's maybe just take a moment. We have an Antioch community where having a number of meetings in the next couple of months focused on reaching out, focused on inviting people to come and see. So maybe if you will just take a minute and just pray into that and ask God to just affirm that reality, that truth in your life, and also perhaps put on your heart now and in the next few days and weeks, those to invite to come and see. Just take a moment. And as part of that, I've asked Manori, if you could come and pray with us and pray for Acton. I did really resonate with what Joshua said about new things, because as you know, there's lots of change. There's change here in Acton Baptist Church, there's change at St. Dunstan's, there's change at St. Mary's. There may well be changes in other churches as well. And so we're asking the Lord really to open the floodgates, open that tomb in our hearts, just like Rebecca was saying, and let the living water flow. So please lead us.
Thank you. And can I just say, it is a joy to sense the presence of the Lord with us. And that's a beautiful thing, to see that unity. And it is done by us. So I do not know how you respond in your different churches, but if I could invite you, if you wish to, when I say, Lord, in your mercy, to join with me in saying, hear our prayer. So, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father that all who confess Jesus Christ as Lord may grow in love, humility, and mutual understanding, and that divisions amongst Christians may be healed by the power of the Holy Spirit. May we globally, nationally, and locally here in Acton seek to be a reflection of the unity seen in the Trinity, to be united in embodying the teachings of our Lord Jesus. In a world of polarization, to be good witnesses to that unity, transcending our differences and reflecting the love of God revealed through our Lord Jesus. And Lord, give us the strength, the boldness, the discerning eyes and hearts to see those we are called to share the gospel with. Break down the barriers in our own minds that we do not find the words. Help us to seek and trust in you as we speak up. Let us not be quiet in our different places, but to proclaim your name, not just in all that we do, but in naming you, Lord Jesus, as the center of our lives and sharing the love that you offer each one. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father God, help us all in Acton who live and work to your praise and glory to celebrate each other, our diverse gifts, and encourage and support each other in our witness, ministry, and mission. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father God, Prince of Priests, we pray for the peace of the world and for unity among Christians and their support for each other in promoting peace in a world that is longing for peace. We pray that that may be seen in and through you, Lord Jesus. Here in Acton, help us to be united as witnesses to promoting your peace, justice, and reconciliation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father God, we lift up to you those who are most vulnerable in our community, and all those who seek to serve and care for them. Help us to work together as we share the light and love you bring, especially those who are most in need. We think especially of the work of Christians in Acton through soup kitchens and food banks, and in caring for those who are isolated and vulnerable, for asylum seekers and refugees, and for the homeless. And we remember today especially the work of the Acton Homeless Concern.
Yes.
And the Catholic Church in their care and support of those who are homeless, and also the winter night shelter, which at the moment on Tuesdays is hosted at St. Dunstan's. Lord, in all these works of love that we share with others, help us to be proclaiming your name with boldness and courage. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father God, strengthen the mission and ministry of all the churches in Acton and their leaders. And we remember you, especially those churches who are awaiting the appointment of their new leaders, Acton Baptist Church, St. Mary's Church, and St. Dunstan's. Lord, we trust that the leaders you have chosen through your Spirit will come, and that you are preparing the way for these leaders who have been called by you. We pray that the leaders appointed may have a heart and to seek the unity of the churches here in Acton, to be alongside each other and to work to proclaim the name of our Lord Jesus here in Acton. Lord, in your mercy,
prayer.
And I want to finish with a prayer for Christian unity by the Church of England. Heavenly Father, you have called us in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, to continue his work of reconciliation and to reveal you to the world. Forgive us the sins which tear us apart. Give us the courage to overcome our fears and to seek that unity which is your gift and your will through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Would you like me to lead you in mute prayer?
Father Christian, could you come and give us a final blessing? And if JP, we didn't plan this, but can we have a final song? Please. It's wonderful to have you with us.
It's interesting that we are here, and for the final blessing, I invite you, if you know this song, to sing with me.
Unto the Lord be the glory, great things you have done. Unto the Lord be the glory, for great things you have done. Unto Jesus be the glory, great things you have done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things you have done.
Bless you, Father, for the great things you have done today, and also for bringing us together. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of communion. Thank you for making us to be together to pursue that the dream, the wish that will be world. For in such manner the world we believe. Thank you for the wonders you are doing in our midst and you have done today. Even as we are gathered together to give glory to your name, what a wonderful testimony that those who believe in you are united in the same spirit. I invoke your divine blessing over each and every one of us, in our families, in our work, our health. In your glory, your accompaniment, and your protection be with us. In your spirit always move us to love and to serve. And in this spirit of communion, a world we know that you have sent us. And we keep drawing souls unto you every day. Bless this gathering and the spirit that moves us to keep moving until all come to you as one. And together we say, surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. And may the blessings of Almighty God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come upon all of us, and remain with you now and forever.
Amen. Amen.